I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Dunes Arts Foundation for their summer theater. And we have, of course, the artistic director, Steve Scott, Elise Cremani, who's the managing director, and then one of the actors, Max Etung, he's there to tell us about the shows he's in. All of you, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight to tell us about what you got coming up next.
Yeah, nice seeing everybody.
Hi.
Well, Scott, we'll first punt it to you and talk about the first one coming up. And that's the, well, you've already done several shows, but the Bridges of Madison Comedy, which is your next one. And that's done as a musical, which is kind of a different take. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, of course, Bridges of Madison County is a very, very famous novel. And it became a film version with Meryl Streep. And then a number of years ago, it was turned into a musical for Broadway. And I think the musical version is the most successful of it. It's a terribly romantic story about a woman, an Iowa farm woman who has emigrated from Italy early in her life, who is having a perfectly fine life, but then run into a National Geographic photographer played by Max. And they begin a very intense, literally two-day relationship. So it's all about love and romance and what you might be missing from your life that you don't even know, and what choices you might have late in life that you should take or maybe not take. It's a beautiful story. The music is gorgeous. My main problem directing it is that I cry after every song. So the cast basically thinks I'm a sop, but I am. So. Yeah, well, but it's a lovely story, and I think audiences will love it.
Is there any songs that are noteworthy from it? You know, a lot of the Broadway shows may not be, you know, they're kind of limited, but is there anything that you, that
there,
people
there
recommend?
Are no standards from the show. I mean, there are no songs that have become famous through other artists recording. And a lot of it is kind of recitative. I mean, there are some beautiful songs. But
well, 1 second in a million miles. That's a pretty
1 second in a million miles, yeah. And another life are probably the two best known songs.
Right. So Max, tell us the challenges of doing that, being a photographer in rural Iowa. And just so you know, I actually shot all the bridges in Madison County a long time ago. So by accident, we were there staying for something and discovered we were a county away. And so anyway, I've been the photographer there, but not in the romantic thing. So,
amazing. I would love to see that work. I think the greatest challenge in this role is just the depth. The music is some of the most challenging written for a voice, the high end, the low end, just the gravitas that you got to bring to it. I think that is probably the greatest challenge. And of course, building a stable relationship, trusting relationship with my other actors on stage. I know it's a very vulnerable show. But I trust Steve, obviously, and I trust our music director, Andrew Flash. I'm so happy to be working with them again. This will be show number 5.
Yes.
I think. Yeah, crazy. But every time we've taken steps forward in our trust and our belief in each other, and I think the shows really speak for themselves.
Well, yeah, it's really unusual because you have an intimacy, you know, guide on it as well. So it is a very vulnerable show.
Yeah. And that's important for this one because it is, it's physically intimate to a point, but it's emotionally very intimate. And that's and the intimacy coach helps with both of those things.
So after Bridges, we now move on to the 4th annual Dunes Broadway Cabaret, titled this year "Romantic Journey." So tell us about what's on tee for that.
Well, Romantic Journeys is kind of the theme of our entire season, and I think the cabaret is kind of the capstone of that. And it's going to include a number of actors from this season and several actors from past seasons. As we've done in the past, just bringing some great songs, both known and unknown, from the Broadway stage to life for our audiences. I think the most we're doing it at our home base for several nights, and then we're taking it to Three Oaks to do at the Acorn Theater for a day. So it's kind of the first time we're going on tour, albeit not a long tour. But it's nice to kind of get out there and spread our wealth to other places in our area.
So, Max, are you part of the cabaret?
I am, yes. I'm very excited. I still haven't picked my romantic songs just yet, but I'm hoping to have those picked up very soon.
So we haven't actually assembled a cabaret yet. You are doing that. You're in process.
We do it, yeah, we do it kind of as we're building the cabaret in rehearsal, which we'll be doing very soon. But yeah, all the singers we've got have a lot of songs in their repertoire, and so we kind of pick and choose what are the best.
Well, Lisa, we're going to come back to you in our last about minute and a half here to give us all the details of these two shows, how they can find out information about it and everything like that.
Sure. So I also want to mention most likely we're going to start having food at our shows so people can order about an hour before the show. And that's a new thing for us. But you can get your tickets and meals at dunesarts.org/tickets. dunesarts.org.
So what's on the menu?
Well, we haven't made the menu for Bridges yet, but it may be Mexican, maybe Mexican food, American.
I'm voting for Mexican.
Okay, sounds good. I just want to say that if you saw Tick, Tick, Boom last year, Max was the lead. So if you love that, you're going to love the shows this year.
Well, we appreciate coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's dunesarts.org. You can find out information there. Contact at dunesart.org, and the phone number is 219-879-7509, located on 288 Shady Oak Drive in Michigan City. And they're going to be Bridges of Madison County, the musical. They'll open July 26th, and the fourth annual cabaret, August 15th. All of you, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
And a Spotlight Extra, the Chesterton Arts Center presents Beneath the Surface, featuring the works of John Hook and Andrea Peterson, running July 5th through September 1st with an artist talk and reception Friday, July 19th at 4 p.m. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.